this is in fact a tragedy. I mean, this is one of the great insights and great corrections of the Lutheran Reformation, to say that Scripture is clear, and therefore we ought to rejoice in the laity reading Scripture. We ought to put it in the language of the laity so that they can do so. But why would you do that if you kind of quote unquote know in advance that they can't really understand it, because it's not clear? So yes, this undermines belief in the clarity of Scripture. It undermines the basis of Lutheranism and the Protestant Reformation as a whole. I hate to admit it, but I'm a little bit of a cynic in this regard. I think you mentioned postmodern biblical scholarship, and I think that word scholarship is key in a couple of ways. To become a published scholar, you've got to find something new to say. And sometimes the more provocative, the better. So it's in one respect, it's not surprising that even within the Lutheran world or the broader Protestant world, there are people who are looking for something new to say. And they're scholars. They're not pastors, and so they're not necessarily concerned about the effects that this might have on the church. But even we readers, pastors and laity alike, we're often attracted to novelty, or just the things that seem just a little new, a little rebellious. And so we can kind of perhaps give a bit too much credence to some of this postmodern, like reader response, et cetera, criticism that undermines the clarity of Scripture.